I'm really glad that you're here this morning. One of our partners in sharing the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Lord, and what's going on here, we desire to see other places happen, other places that God is working. And one of those places is in Alaska, and then in Russia as well. And Dwayne King is one of our longest-running partners. He's been in the ministry about 50 years. I think he started when he was about 10 years old. And we said, here's a man, here's a young boy that's, you know, the Lord has put his hand on, and we want to partner with him, and we did. And he's, over the years, he and his wives have really helped, maybe I'll let him explain that, over the years, have been working in Alaska and just, I don't know if he envisioned multiplying the way it has, but the Lord has led that ministry in a great way. And we are really great, gracious to have part of what you give go to help him and Kingdom AmeriCorps. And so, Dwayne, come on up, share with us this morning what the Lord's doing. We're really glad that you're here. We love you.
Okay, brother, thank you. Thank you, Tim. And I brought one of my wives with me today. And this is Kathy, right here, Kathy King. So last year when I was here, I told you the story about her coming to Jesus in Tok, Alaska, as a hippie in 1974. And how an amazing way in which God was powerfully working in her life. And she ended up on a 30 below night coming to find a Bible in Little Faith Chapel where I was pastor. And she left a check on the table for those books. She took them back to her cabin, read them. And the whole thing that night, the whole book called Late Great Planet Earth. And she read that and she repented. But I found the check on the pulpit on Sunday morning. And it had her name in it. And so I went hunting and found her. Asked her what this was all about. And she told me the story, how she had come to Alaska and got broke in Tok. And there she got a job and was able to find some friends, but got deeper and deeper into trouble and was searching for a way to the truth. And so she thought she'd find it in a Bible and went looking in a church for a church that might have a Bible. And there it was in Faith Chapel. Well, quite a story. Carolyn and I heard the story. We wept at the joy just like you wept at the stories today. Just like you were thrilled at the stories today. And this happened to this young lady. And 45 years later, I would marry her. And that was in April 14th last year. And so it's been a thrill to have Kathy along by my side, encouraging me, standing there, traveling with me, and cooking and washing, and just a great, great blessing to me. Kathy, thank you for marrying me. Yeah. Well, it kind of goes way back, you know, and so, you know, Carolyn and I grew up in this church as well as Caltab. It's funny, our brother here talking to me this morning about Penny Little. His sister was maid of honor at our wedding in 1963 in this church. 1963 in this church. And so it was this church that nurtured her in her faith, and she taught the Word of God. She played the piano in this church, and all of this was going on, and we were like y'all. We were just like y'all. And just young guy, I was 16, and looking over there at Carolyn, and you guys know what I'm talking about. And so all that happened, and it's so important. I think of Dr. Ho. I think of Dr. Ho taking these students and from over there at the university, encouraging them, discipling them, bringing them along, and they're finding the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So we go way, way back here. Even Paul Blasco is here still. He's changed clothes and I still got the same ones. You got it? And so this man, Paul Blasco, mentoring me and encouraging me and supporting me and coming to Alaska and working with me as a young missionary pilot. And braving the thrills and the chills of flying and bar hopping with me, gravel bars. Yeah. Hopping one gravel bar to the other. For bush pilots, you don't understand that, I'm sure, but that's how you do it in Alaska. If you're going to reach some of the places that need to be reached with the gospel, you've got to put on big tires. And you've got to make that airplane fly in places of the mountains and the difficult places and still stay alive. Here I am. Praise God. You prayed for my safety for so many years. You prayed that God would provide airplanes. You provided the first airplane for me to use in 1972. Yes. Came from this church. And so it was an old airplane. It was actually three old airplanes, pieces and parts that I gathered together and built them up in my backyard in the village of Toke. She flew in it and learned to be a pilot herself later on. And so time goes on. Time goes on. What we do with our lives matters. It matters. And so when we are as young people and we hear the gospel and we hear missionaries speak and we hear our Bible teachers teach us and mentor us and bring us along, God is at work. And we stand there and we are baptized. Just like she was, I think, in the cold Moon Lake waters of Toke, Alaska. What a thrill. And God is at work here in this church. People are being saved. People are being mentored along in their Christian life. People are hearing the call of God here. And some of you will say, Lord, I'm here. Here am I. Send me. Some of you will do that by God's grace and by your obedience to hearing the call of God in your life. This happened to this young man. And he's going to tell you his story here in a little bit. And excuse me here, I'm all kind of wired up between glasses and hearing aids and false teeth and many other things. It comes together. Yes, time passes. and you keep serving the Lord, squeaking, creaking, and leaking. Hello? This is the way it is. Got to see some of your looks. And so, but you get old. You get old. But the key is remaining faithful. Remain faithful. Faithfulness is going for a long distance in the same direction for a long time. That's faithfulness. And I stand here today, not as a person who did it myself, but a testimony of God's work. You've got to realize it. We put away all of the I can do. No. Only God can do what He's going to do in your life. So, praise Him. As we sang the songs, as we gave Him glory of the change that's gone on in our hearts and lives, we can stand here too. And this church is this testimony of the faithfulness of the preaching of God's Word and the truth that He is doing a work among the nations. And how beautiful it was today to see China and Vietnam. A testimony of what God is doing in the nations. That's why His Word says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in every nation as a testimony. And then the end will come. Jesus is coming. And we are getting ready and we are getting people ready because they are hearing the Word of God and coming to know Him as their personal Savior. Huh, what a morning. What a witness of this truth right here in this church. Young people all along the way to older people. God is at work. And we only hope and pray. And the reason that this is here like this, and the reason that there are those who are serving the Lord like they do, singing and leading you in worship, the reason this is all together like it is because this church is about its business of preaching the Word of God and developing Christian leaders that will take the gospel to the nations and preach it in those nations. And so the Lord has along the way given us this opportunity to take now lots of young people from Russia, India now, Thailand. I was in India this year and I got the privilege of preaching and speaking in a Bible college filled with students from Tibet, Bhutan, India, 3,600 different languages in India, Africa, Cambodia. They were all there, 37 young people in a group like this, and I'm telling them about missionary aviation, and it's like, I just was talking to people off the moon. They didn't know, didn't understand, never heard of it. By the time I was done teaching that week, I said, who here would like to be a missionary pilot? All 37. I looked at the director at the Bible college and I said, what are we going to do? He said, you need to interview each one of them. And two of them are in Anchorage, Alaska this week. Signed up at Alaska Bible College, and they will be in teaching, they will be studying the Word of God and taking ground school in September. This week, I was able to be in Beckley, West Virginia, talk to the president of Appalachian Bible College, where we are starting a missionary flight school in September. praise God for that. So God is at work, and it is a wonderful, thrilling day to be a missionary and seeing what He's doing with the nations. And you are thrilled too, because you know, you see it. Well, we're going to tell you a little bit about Kingdom Air Corps, and I'm going to be done, I think, around noon. I never do ask. Okay. A little bit before, a little bit after. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Okay, run this slideshow. Okay. 320 acres, King Ranch, 80 miles northeast of Anchorage. And we built this from itch. That it was all just like this woods. My son David and I, with the vision the Lord gave us to prepare missionary pilots to take the gospel to the remotest corners of the earth, where mere earthlings can't make it. Only missionary pilots. There's still thousands, tens of thousands of places in the world that are unreachable because there's no roads. I'm going to show you about it here in a second. But this is what you've been praying about. In September 25th, our son David was killed in a helicopter crash. And devastating for me, for all of us. This was his dream. This was his dream. And he put his hand and heart and money from the helicopter business, bought it, built it, and used it. Kingdom Air Corps, we built all of the buildings except the hangar and his house down below. We built all of those with volunteers from churches from here and other places, with the vision, with the goal to train missionary pilots to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. And this is what we've been doing for 20 years. He's one of them. Somebody got a Kleenex, sweetie. Breaks my heart. Thrills me to this. Thank you very much. And so the Lord has given us this opportunity at this place. But when David died, he was in debt. And so this whole property has been foreclosed on. All of our homes, we have 10 missionaries. 10 missionaries' houses where they live. Families, children, babies. Pam Sickler from Appalachian. And many others. And so we are close to being asked to leave, and by the bank. But by God's grace, we started raising the funds. In January, we needed $1,375,000. Where do you find that kind? We began telling pastors and churches and supporters. We put on no big program. There was no advertising. There was nothing that was out except we told pastors and leaders and those that are friends of Kingdom Air Corps to be in prayer. Soon the money came in. We were shocked. $600,000 by last month. By last month. And we were amazed. The bank was amazed. Supporters couldn't believe it. And then someone whom if I were able to tell you his name, you'd know him. And we got word that his organization would give $675,000. No. I don't even know how to say it. A lot of money. And so it's in escrow and it's promised. Now the bank is in its business of making this very complicated situation. Five lawyers. Ding, 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 ding. lot of money, all working for free. Wouldn't you like to have that at Chuckster's? And they're committed. These lawyers know it's going to work out. But it's not worked out yet. It's not worked out yet. A lot of encumbrances, a lot of legal stuff, banks, money, lawyers, all this kind of stuff most of us don't know anything about. But it's complicated, and we are asking you to pray. Some of you may even fast and pray. But it's in a difficult situation right now. This week, next week, and the next week. So, pray that we'll be able to keep that. We're not even supposed to go back. I've got 70 people on their way coming. They've all applied. They've been accepted. And Monday we may get a, what do you call it? Where you've got to get out of there. Eviction notice. That is no joke. And it's serious. My board chairman who works with the bank every day trying to sort this out tells me, Dwayne, you should not be asking people to come. But they got to buy tickets, right? They got to apply. So we are moving forward. That God will make it happen. And it's not dramatic. It's not blown up. It is a situation of what we're in. So please be in prayer about that. King Ranch. We're going there. Our home is down there at the end of the runway. The hangars are full of airplanes. And so be in prayer about that, especially this week and next week, that God will work through all of the encumbrances and the difficulties that are needing to be solved legally. Next. This is what we do. Here's our students. We've got tons of airplanes. We've rebuilt them. One of them from Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania. A corroded, rusted piece of junk. Tunkhannock was given to us. You'll see pictures of it flying. More students learning. These guys are all have their airframe and power plant mechanics. Some of them, like Russ Rep, the older gentleman, an authorized inspector, as myself. And so we keep working on these airplanes. We give them to brothers like this. We've shipped 4 of them overseas, and there's more to go. God gave us 2 this week, and we trucked them up to Pennsylvania, and we're working on them in Greencastle, or in Chambersburg. Next, Anchorage. We're 81 miles northeast of Anchorage. Next. And one of our works and ministries is to take 35 staff, young people like you guys, who say, I want to be counselors at the Brooks Range Bible Camp. And we fly 10 airplanes north, loaded with all of the groceries, the gas. Well, actually, the gas has been taken up there, way up there at the end of the arrow, way off the road system, and all of the 1,500 gallons of avgas taken into that place. A huge job, all by snow machine. And so it's all there waiting, and we will fly up there, and next, we will start flying into the villages. Here's Wesley Daniels. He was here, missionary pilot with us from Windsor. And we will fly out to the villages just like this and get these kids, 70 of them, with 35 staff. You know, 3 kids in an airplane, up and back, going up out all the way around, all over those places. And here's the villages. Next. Battles is where we start from. That's where we lived several years. Go to Allakaket, Hughes, Coldfoot, Wiseman, Anituvik Pass, and we bring them all into our Bible camp that's been running, that we started 38 years ago. Faithfulness. Long time. Same direction. And God blesses it. Next. These are the places that we are reaching out from. Now we've got airplanes into these places. Pokrovsk on the Lena River. Over into Siberia. Missionary pilots now serving. Trained at Kingdom Air Corps. Russian-speaking brothers. People committed to bringing the gospel to Russia. Habarovsk, where Kostya, who was here. And two brothers there. Misha, born and raised in Russia. Immigrated to America with his parents. God is pilots rating with us. God is mechanics rating. And went to school and got his MDiv. That's a master's in divinity in Greek and Hebrew. Now he's a fully rated pilot, fully rated Bible teacher, gave up his American citizenship, and moved to Russia. Who will do this? Only young people whose lives are completely sold out to the cause of Jesus Christ to get the gospel to the nations. Would to God that we would understand this, even begin to understand this, and say, Lord, here am I. Send me. We've got how many international students that come here? Many of them would rather live here. Stay here. Have here. But we're teaching only missionary pilots that'll go back and live. Next. Here's Kamchatka. Пожалуйста, прикатите. This is Andrei Golay. He's from Ukraine. He's a missionary here in Kamchatka. And he's given his life to this. Андрей, скажите, пожалуйста, ваше свидетельство, your testimony. Please give us your testimony. Okay. По-русски.
Хорошо.
Хорошо.
Бог очень сильно вложил в мое сердце желание обратиться к Нему, покаяться.
Бог spoke to my heart in a very serious way.
Но не было, никто не говорил мне об этом, просто как Дух Святой это делал в моем сердце.
Nobody had spoken to me about it. Only the Holy Spirit had come to me.
Я искал больше узнать об этом, но не было людей, которые, верующих рядом.
Yes, there was no believers nearby me. Is there anybody here that can speak Russian? Pastor Paul, you can't speak that good. A little.
Да.
Okay, it's good because my Russian is not that super. It may look good. But I'm getting the point across anyway. Next.
Да, и с Украины 10 тысяч километров.
Yes.
10 часовых поясов.
Yeah, 10,000 kilometers from Ukraine where I lived.
На Камчатку приехал.
To Kamchatka I came.
И только там, через 2 года, я встретил верующую сестру.
Even there for 2 years. It was nobody came. Then?
Да, и она говорила мне Евангелие.
Okay, then this young girl.
No, it's another story.
Another one.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them he ended up marrying. But another girl gave him the gospel.
Да, и я прибежал в церковь, чтобы принять Христа.
I came to the church.
Очень быстро. Да, и в этот день я вышел каяться, и Иисус вышел в мою жизнь.
And there I repented.
Да, это было 25 лет назад.
25 years ago.
Да. И Еще два года я закончил библейскую школу, женился.
Through 2 years I finished Bible school and got married.
И Бог призвал меня в то время быть миссионером, проповедовать корякам и ивенам.
And then God spoke to my heart about preaching the gospel to the Koryak, a nation of the people, the nations, and to Evenki, and to Chukchi, from the Chukchi Peninsula, many different people. God has called him to take the gospel to these people.
И мы вместе с братьями начали библейскую школу, тренировали миссионеров, привозили их из поселков людей, коряков, учили в библейской школе, отправляли обратно и начинали церкви.
Okay. And so the what they do for the last 18 years is now invite going out to these people by snow machine. Well, it's like going to Syracuse on snow machine for meetings tomorrow. So it's like a day and a half of taking a snow machine out to Syracuse. And then the next week it'll be going to Elmira. Now there's no road, by the way, over there. No road. So you got to go by snow machine or dog team, literally. And then it's like, okay, we're going to go to Tunkhannock next week. And we start bringing the gospel to these nations who have never heard it with understanding.
25 поселков. Церкви, верующие братья и сестры и из этих коренных жителей, из Чукчи и Коряков.
Now 25 of these villages have the gospel. And it's because... It's because young people and young adults get out there and get on a snow machine and go and haul fuel with them and repair them. And change engines and do whatever is in tracks and other things, they fix them along the way.
Но еще много поселков, где нет верующих, нет церкви.
But there's many, many villages where there is no witness of the gospel.
Snow machine очень медленно.
That's very, very slow to go by snow machine.
Нужен самолет.
We need an airplane. Got it? Yes, it's a modern thing. It's a modern thing, and you can get in an airplane and fly for 45 minutes in what would take you in a snow machine days or many hours or a whole day, perhaps depending on the trail that needs to be broken and opened up. So, thank you. Спасибо. Давай, садитесь, пожалуйста. So it's a wonderful privilege to bring young people like this, real live Russians, that really do the work of the ministry and are really out there preaching the gospel because they can get there as missionary pilots. Now, after 20 years of teaching and training and going with them and showing them how to do Bible camps. Next picture. And training brothers from Burma. Now this year we've got our second brother from Burma coming and opening up mission aviation, building airstrips, repairing airplanes, and getting out to where nobody has ever gone before in Thailand and Burma. Kittikun Nichik Kabaibum is his name. Took me a year to get it. Next picture. The Bible Camp Ministry. This is our airplane in Siberia, way up north. This is our airplane that we put together out of 6 wrecks. Right there it is. Flies every day. There it is, hauling kids and supplies from the villages up north above the Arctic Circle. Next. This is why it is. You take 2 United States plus Alaska and put them end to end, and this is Russia, and those are the only roads. Those are the only roads. How will the rest of the thousands of villages, what are these people doing up there? They live on fish, animals, they have fur, they do fur farms, they work in coal mines, gold mines, but there's no roads. All of the transportation is on the river, and it's frozen 9 months out of the year. Next. Okay. Now, here's a picture and a story of my people that we have trained who take my place. The first guy,
Kingdom Air Corps, is a Joe. Organization that feeds
He's my administrator. He's my assistant director.
To be missionary pilots, not just to be another Alaskan bush pilot.
He flies all these planes.
Has a huge opportunities in that area, and that's our goal. Isn't to train people to that type and quality of flying. Our goal is to train people who have a heart's desire to serve the Lord with their life. And so, our goal here at Kingdom Air Corps is to train people either from scratch or give them further training to help them along the way to be able to go to places to share the gospel and disciple people where you can't get to otherwise.
We fly old aircraft, many of them made in the 50s or 40s, some of them. 40s, 50s, and 60s aircraft. Cessnas, Pipers, Beechcraft. And these aircraft are refurbished and built up, fixed up, and put back into full-time service. They're great. Most of them are donated by people who want to give their aircraft to mission endeavors, and they want to see their airplanes put into the Lord's work. And it thrills many donors of aircraft. We take them, we refurbish them, we overhaul the engines, we put the radios in it, and we then put them to work.
That's
and
the one
several of them
panic.
We have shipped overseas in containers and put them to work in Russia and in Thailand.
We got lots of mountains like this. We've got lots of rivers, lots of swamps, and there is no real way to travel village to village other than an airplane. And so here in Alaska, the dynamic of aviation is so much different that it makes a perfect training ground for mission aviation.
Where we can train these missionary pilots in the real world of bush flying, bush missions. They can learn to operate off of short strips, gravel bars, village strips, grass. These are areas that we learn and we teach. In the wind, the weather, the mountain passes, steep mountains full of glaciers and ice and rock. It is a tremendous place to train of these missionary pilot mechanics.
Nobody's paid here in the Air Force. It's all volunteer. The flight instructors will come out, spend time with the students, teaching them ground lessons, teaching them about the flying rules. We help people get experience. The pilots that come can have an opportunity to work in a hangar and to spend time in there to get a feel for what aviation maintenance is like.
Old paint stripped off, new paint, we paint them.
So our mission statement is to go in the power of the Spirit of God with the Great Commission, the command of God, to go to the uttermost parts and preach the gospel, establish local churches with native believers. We can do that because we're pilots. And we can go to where the gospel has never been reached.
And it just keeps getting bigger and more as people are hearing about Kingdom Air Corps. We turned down many applicants. We do not have room for everybody. But we are able to screen them and then pray that God will lead us to the right students that will come. And then give them the experience of evangelism, showing them how to lead people to Christ. It happens every day at Kingdom Air Corps, at Palmer, and in Alaska. We are teaching them how to be evangelists and start churches from these new believers, just like what he has been doing. So that's the story. I don't have time to preach my message. I spoke a little bit too long, but maybe God will be speaking to some of you. Yeah, we need stuff. Yeah, we need money. Yeah, we need all of this. But only this comes as God works in people's hearts. The main thing, missionaries. People who will hear this kind of message and say, why not me? Why not me? Why can't I go? I want to serve the Lord. I want to give him my all. I want God to use me fully and completely for the purpose for which he made me. Why not me? I sat here 60 years ago asking the same question. God has blessed me full for saying yes. Here am I. Send me. If God is working in your heart, seek out a great mentor like Dr. Ho, like Pastor Paul Blasco. Seek out someone here that you trust and say, God spoke to my heart. He rang my bell Sunday. And I want to follow through and see what God would do to use me. He's promised to do that. And I tell you, it's guaranteed. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witnesses. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Be faithful. Be obedient. And say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the way in which you worked in our hearts this morning through the baptisms of these three brothers. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for the hours and the days and the months of prayer that have gone out for these young men. We thank you, Lord God, for the way in which you brought them from their homeland here to Vestal, Binghamton, New York. Lord, how you did it, because you were drawing people to yourself. We thank you, Lord, for what you did in Andre's life. You were drawing him. Now we've heard their testimonies, Father, and we've been moved because we've seen the power that you promised. So, Father, we pray that you'll bless this church. May this work of bringing the gospel to the nations that come to us. Thank you, Father, for that. What a privileged location that you've given us. Thank you, Father, for the obedience of these people, many others that have come to know you through this ministry. And we pray, Father, that today there will be those who will honestly say, Lord God, thank you. You stirred my heart. You saw, you pointed out what you made me for. Thank you, Father, for that. And we pray your blessing upon every soul here today who would say, what can I do? How can I go? What should I be? Lord, I am all yours. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess you're dismissed. God bless you.